All right, so we are starting, and next up is Rao and Georg. We'll talk about VEX, cutting through the noise in software supply chain security. We'll love it, isn't it? Applause.
Thanks a lot. Hi, welcome everybody. Really, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. It has been a long day for everybody. I love the air in this room. It's fantastic. So, finally, we are going to talk a bit about VEX today, the state of the technology, the maturity, adoption across the industry. Where do we stand? What's the state of the nation? Who are we? My name is Georg Kunz. I'm with Ericsson. I work in Ericsson's open source program office. And besides doing typical open source program office things, I also do some things in the OpenSSF, just like Rao.
Hi, everyone. Rao Lakakula. I'm from Microsoft. I manage the open source ecosystem strategy. As part of that, I manage a billion of those foundations out there.
Cool. Thanks. So now, when we look at a typical day in the life of a security team, we notice that those poor security teams, they're basically currently drowning in vulnerabilities they need to handle, right? And that is, of course, rightfully due to, you know, an increased awareness of the importance of handling vulnerabilities, regulations such as the CRA that are kindly nudging manufacturers to take this more seriously. But also, contributing to this is an architectural thing. Modern applications are built, obviously, on top of hundreds of open source components with deep dependency chains, right? And if any of those dependencies can be hit by a vulnerability, and that can, of course, well, that is a vulnerability report the team needs to look into. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, it turns out that not all of those vulnerabilities are really harmful, right? So it really requires a human currently to look into this, curate this, find out what's harmful, what's not. And that, of course, is a lot of tedious, stupid work. And the only real solution to that is to kind of replace this manual effort by a precise, you know, data-driven process that takes in accurate data and allows teams to focus on what is important, the problematic security issues. And this is where VEX comes in. VEX to the rescue. VEX stands for Vulnerability Exploitability Exchange, and it is, in a nutshell, maybe oversimplifying, but you can look at it as ideally kind of a negative security advisory, in the sense that it's a document or a statement telling you that for a given application, a given vulnerability is, no, sorry, that a given application is not affected by a vulnerability, right? So it allows you to kind of sort out some of the non-applicable vulnerabilities. There's a little bit more to it, but for now that should be it. So this is a data based approach, so to say, to cut through all of that noise of all those vulnerabilities coming into the teams, to eliminate false positives, and finally to automate vulnerability and handling, of course, but also risk assessment, right? So this is the idea, this is the vision of VEX. But where do we stand, really, in terms of the maturity of the technology, its adoption across the industries, ways of working, tooling? And this question, all of these questions, is basically what a team of industry experts from Google, Microsoft, Red Hat, and other folks wanted to find out. So a couple of months ago, they came together and conducted interviews with other industry experts, for instance, with SUSE, Debian, Ericsson, for instance, to kind of ask them questions like, what is your perspective on VEX? How do you use it? What are the challenges? Does it bring you value or only pain? So, and those results basically from those conversations and interviews, the team has compiled into a white paper that was recently published by the OpenSSF and by OASIS. And basically the single line result of that white paper, but please read it, you'll see the URLs later on. Sure, the technology is great, we definitely need it, but it is currently not yet fully rolled out. And doesn't live up, obviously, yet to its full potential. Adoption is inconsistent. Everybody does it a little bit differently, so there are no yet agreed ways of working. There are different formats, as usual. There are different standards, right? I'm not advocating for a single fifth standard, but there are currently four. SPDX and CycloneDX as BOM formats allow to embed VEX information, but then, of course, there's OpenVEX and CSAFVEX. And, So there are a couple of challenges that the team identified and wrote down in this white paper, and I tried to briefly run through those. The first one is discovery and distribution. It is, in fact, surprisingly hard to get your hands on a VEX statement for a given application because there's, again, no consistency in how to do this. Some vendors use an API-based approach, others web pages, repositories, registries, open source projects might put it in their GitHub repo. So, well, that's all good and done, but it makes it hard to automate, right? Obviously, that's not yet the what we need, really. Verification and trust is an issue, of course. Some of the formats like OpenVEX, they have already attestations in mind, but there's not yet an industry-aligned way of saying, okay, we're going to sign these statements like this, and then you can verify it like that. Of course, there is technology to do that, but what is the recommended way of doing it? Whom do you trust for a given thing, a maintainer, a distributor, a manufacturer? Open questions. Tooling maturity is a thing. And that does not necessarily mean that the tools are necessarily bad or incomplete or have bugs. Well, all software has bugs. But for instance, CSAP VEX is by design a fairly complex spec because it is meant to model complex commercial products. But that also makes the tooling harder to use, right? In an open source project, do we want a maintainer to use complex tooling? Maybe not. So where's the middle ground? How can we improve that? Mismatched life cycles. I briefly mentioned that SPDX and CycloneDX as SBOM formats allow to embed VEX information. That is good, but we need to realize that there is a life cycle mismatch. So an SBOM is relatively static and kind of associated with a build time, point in time thing for an application. But for like VEX is supposed to be, you're supposed to have a new statement basically for any new vulnerability coming in. So obviously there are, you know, timeline issues. Software identifiers, I have to admit, this is still like an industry challenge. We're making improvements and it's not solely due to VEX, but that would also be great to have sorted out. And education, of course. Obviously, open source projects may not see the need yet why they should publish this. Some other manufacturers might see publishing VEX documents as a business case and not a good security means. So that needs to also be sorted out. But we have recommendations, right, Rao?
It's easy. Fix all the challenges. That's the recommendations. So in reality, though, all the challenges actually got mentioned, those are the areas to improve. But we do have some in-place systems, right? I think what we need is a consistent way to bring all those to be useful. So first one is obviously we need to build a common distribution system where we know for the manufacturers where we can get a trusted VEX statement for each of them. As Gaurav mentioned, like Red Hat publishes through an API, Microsoft publishes through one of the websites. Obviously, everyone has their own way of distributing. On top of it, even when you find the distribution channel, how do we verify? How do we verify this is actually coming from Microsoft? How do we trust it? So what we're proposing is, I think we need to build a common distribution mechanism and ideally host in a neutral place like OpenSSF, like a VEX hub. We do have a construct by AquaSec come up with a VEX hub construct, but obviously it's not in a neutral place yet. CSAF has actually a CSAF.io. BSI has an aggregator, so we have kind of distributed set, but they're not consistent. So what we're proposing is have, at least for the manufacturers, a couple of places where we could know consistent format and consistent way to grab those mechanism, and also open source, obviously, there's a big gap. We need to have that hub where we can grab the open source VEX statement. The tooling, also as mentioned earlier, it's a spectrum, right? Like, for if you look at the Go ecosystem, the tooling is pretty good. There's a VEX CTL for open VEX generation. CSAF has a support for Go libraries. Python is pretty good. But if you look at like Java, Rust is especially, there's very little to no tooling to actually generate a VEX statement. So what we're looking is for most common ecosystems, we need to invest on building the tooling to make it's easy to generate. Then align on the standards without excluding other. Obviously, when we studied and interviewed most of the manufacturers, they're leaning towards the CISOft, mainly because CISOft being the de facto standard for publishing the vulnerability. So it makes totally sense. If you are already doing that, let's go use the CISOft VEX because it's an addition. But if you are an open source maintainer, and if it's actually you have a better tooling for your ecosystem, for any of the format, go with like. So the format doesn't matter, but I think producing the VEX statement and then building the tooling to actually do interoperable, that's the area we have to focus on. And then obviously the clarify VEX purpose. I mean, we don't want to overload the VEX. It's purely meant to say, am I affected or not affected? That is the main purpose, but I think we don't want to overload that too. And then obviously there is a great progress in the last 6 months on the identifier Parallel Bean getting standardized by ECMA and ISO. I think eventually we need to get all these VEX formats to adopt a identifier, stick to it, and make it easy for the folks to go. And then cross-industry collaboration, obviously this is a time I think manufacturers, maintainers, stewards need to get together and actually start producing those, because otherwise when the CRA start hitting, everyone gonna have an issue to understand, hey, am I impacted or not? Which ones should I be reporting? I think the VEX is the only way we can get to it. Like the future direction, I said, like, we're proposing few opportunity to improve the CISOft for make it easy for open source developer. Same way for the open VEX, how do we get to that good balance? And then also building these VEX aggregators, at least a couple of them for manufacturers, for the open source packages, where do we host them? And then the second thing is obviously we don't want to give additional work to the maintainers, but how do we embed this into the GitHub actions and also some of the CI/CD pipelines so that VEX statements are automatically generated as part of your SBOM is something. So OpenSSF already have a vulnerability management work group, OpenVEX SIG. We're also proposing to start a VEX adoption group. Like, we would love you to come and join those groups. Wow, we got 1 minute? Yep. Okay, cool. Gotcha. I thought we go, let's go, like, okay. In conclusion, obviously, we put a lot more details in the white paper, which is published in OpenSSF, and also on the OASIS. You can scan the QR code here. In conclusion, obviously, VEX is the only sane way for us to get off the vulnerability storm, especially with the CRA. Definitely for the manufacturers, I think that's where we are actually looking, manufacturers to start the lead and invest in the tooling, involve in the community so that we can make it easier for the developers and maintainers. And then obviously we are only two here presenting, but this work is done by so many other people from a ton of companies. We also interviewed with a lot of the vendors, scanning vendors, and also the package publishers, Debians, Linux distributions, all that. So thank you for all those folks contributed to this study. I think we got time for a couple of questions.
No.
We don't? Okay, cool. Thank you, everyone.